Steve, not a classic second half, but it's another win. It's four unbeaten. What's your thoughts after that one?
I thought it was always going to be tough for us. You know, Preston have lost one game in, I think it's 10 or 11, and don't concede too many goals. They had a couple of days extra recovery time from us. We get back it because of the highways agency. We got back about 3:30 in the morning, Telling Road from Wolverhampton. So it was always going to be difficult to recover a player. So we spoke about having to deliver a different type of performance, full of determination, full of grit. And there's no disputing the gentlemen in my team deserve enormous credit.
It was a real blood and thunder opening half an hour. It set up for a cracking Yorkshire-Lancashire battle. But the sending-off changed it. What was your opinion on the sending-off?
Well, 100%. If I'm being totally honest, when it first happened, I didn't see what I laterally seen in the dressing room on the video. I thought he headed it. My eyes are not the best at times. But we got in and the analyst brings it up and it's a clear sending-off. So the assistant referee and the referee between them have got it bob on.
Looking at the second half, you got off to a dream start. The own goal got you off and running. Were you a little bit disappointed with how you went about it from then on?
I think we became scrappy. I think our final passes were going astray. Suddenly, 10-yard passes were becoming difficult for the boys to hit. We didn't control the ball well enough, and when we got opportunities to get it down and play, we never used it well enough. So, from that point of view, you always know that 10 men can throw caution to the wind. If I'm Simon, I'm doing what he does. I throw 3 and 4 players up, and I go man for man at the back, and things you wouldn't be doing if he was sitting here at 0-0. So, he must deserve credit for that as well. So, but we'll, you know, I've watched my team go to Fulham here at my first game at Leeds and absolutely play them off the pitch and draw. I've seen us go to Bolton and dominate a second half like not many other second halves and see us draw. So I really never felt we conceded today. I think the one header and late on and Silvestri puts it over the bar. Apart from that, I don't think they've made another chance that I could think that possibly a goal.
They did have a lively start. Silvestri did make a couple of saves early on, but after that you dominated the game.
I think he had one wonderful save around the post from Joe Garner, and I'm behind it and I think it's in. But I can't speak highly enough of Silvestri. I think he's an absolute top class goalkeeper. I'm glad that he's demonstrating that, because it's easy for people to say it and it's harder to get and prove a point rather than talk a point. And Marco gets encouraged every day to be making those type of saves that could make him a fan favourite here. I think your supporters will go away today and recognise that he's played a big part in getting us a win.
It's a clean sheet. Saul Bamba's having to wait his time to get back in, isn't he?
Well, he'll get his turn over the holiday period, because we didn't choose to play Thursday night on the television and be here on a Sunday. That's recovery time is pretty much zero. We certainly didn't choose to be playing the 27th at 4:30, and we certainly didn't choose to be back out here on the 29th hosting one of the best teams in the league. And so it's real tough for the players, but I'm going to have to use the squad that we've got, the players that we've got, and who knows, we're a little bit like one or two new bodies may pop in the building in the first.
Well, you said you wanted your team to be in contention at the start of the new year. They're going about it the right way.
Well, you know, what we've done is we've separated ourselves from the bottom end. That was the first objective I set us. We can't get carried away and say that we're in any competition to be in the playoffs, but we've taken ourselves 5 points away from that. It makes every point gained and every point a good point, every three a massive 3 points. So we have to be fresh and ready, and it's my responsibility with the outstanding staff I've got to make sure that we're fresh and ready for when we go to the City Ground, because I drove down there after training yesterday and seen a very impressive Nottingham Forest performance. And two good teams slugging it out, and Forest edged it, so we know how tough it's going to be there.
A scrappy 1-0 gets you just as many points as an emphatic performance, doesn't it? You must be really pleased with the last four results.
Yeah, I think in summary I would be. You know, and you would always take a win over a draw or a defeat. But my players deserve the credit. They're the ones who are buying into what we're about. And I said to them at the end of the game, you can't always go out and play the way we played it at Wolverhampton or Charlton in the second half. There's going to be days, especially here at Elland Road, where the expectation levels around the pitch. There's going to be days that we're going to have to grind it out, but wasn't it great to grind it out for the supporters and allow them to be sitting down on Christmas Day thinking that their team is still alive somewhere in the Championship.
And Bridcut showed first half why you brought him to the club. Is there any development on that one, Steve? Or
no, listen, I think that's a decision that Liam has to make, and Sunderland Football Club, we believe, my understanding is that we believe we have an agreement, but you know, that's more up the levels than me. But it's not just about Liam Bridcut. I thought there was other players very good today. But I know where Liam would like to play his football, but of course, him and Sam Allardyce probably need to sit down and have a chat when his loan's up here.
It's been a hectic period, another hectic period to come. Do you feel as a group you're in a good shape now?
Yeah, we're certainly in terrific shape as a squad of men. The gentlemen that are what we have every day at Thorpe Arch, and I mean the players here, they turn up with a real desire to work hard. They turn up with a real passion about their training. And I've demonstrated again today, young Calvin Phillips come onto the bench because he's demonstrated in training that he's ready to compete for the players here. Same as Louis Coyle. I don't care whether they're 18 or 98, if they're good enough, we'll pick them. And there's nothing better than turning around and seeing young, fresh, hungry legs. I know young Calvin Phillips only got a couple of minutes on the pitch at the end today, but it was great to see because he was miles away 4 weeks ago.
It's home hoodoo. You've won three out of your last four now, Steve. It's becoming a good place to be again, isn't it, Elland Road?
Well, if I win another 10 at the season at home, it'd be all right. But it's really tough. You know, people do treat coming to Elland Road as a bit more special than perhaps going to most of the places in the Championship, because this football club is such a significant history and it's iconic, the stadium and everybody. I've been here as an opposition manager. You want your team to come and play, and it's one of the fixtures that most look for.